What do you say?
Got a soft spot
take
in
a
my
spin
heart
around
Texas, baby.
Some Texas topics. Get you up to date on the state of our state, because you never have to look too far for something going on out there. And boy, did this just take over everything when the news broke that the last remaining and North Texas-based airline that wasn't charging you arms and legs for your baggage, Southwest Airlines, that's gone. You used to be able to do the two, and now, nope, end of May, gonna have to pay, just like everybody else out there at Teams. So, yeah, the two bags free thing that they kind of hung their hat on, quite honestly, for quite some time, ain't going to be a thing anymore, and everybody is just, well, actually, give it to the Boston Globe, the newspaper. They wrote this story as an obituary.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. The headline
the
was
free baggage.
Free checked luggage on domestic flights, 1925 to 2025. And 1925 is kind of when air travel started to take off. Hey. In a statement, though, Southwest Airlines said while they understand the outrage, at least our planes don't land upside down.
Oh.
So they do have a point.
That is convenient.
They do have a point.
Uh-huh. So there's nothing worse than when you can't get an ATM card to work, especially when you're hungry. Unfortunately, one man at the East Lancaster Drive location of Whataburger, well, he had numerous cards declined. He couldn't pay for his meal and then pulled out a knife on a fast food worker.
Oh.
He then struck the counter several times, grabbed the food, and left. Fort Worth police are on the lookout. This all went down last Friday morning.
What an idiot. Yeah, a little
bonus,
early.
Yeah.
A little early right there. Hey, speaking of crime, of course, widely reported, Tesla's being targeted around the area. Some Tesla dealerships all across the nation, actually. But this one kind of may take the cake out of League City, Texas, about a half hour southeast of Houston. There's this big warehouse where Teslas have been parked. 180,000 square foot facility. And there is a ton of Teslas in there. Up to 35. And every one of them this past weekend had all four wheels and tires stolen.
Which, that is like a huge time commitment.
It had to take a very long time and a lot of effort to get this going. Even more surprising, perhaps, this warehouse didn't have any closed circuit cams or security cameras. There is no footage.
Wouldn't
it is
you think
over.
That would be included in the Tesla? I mean, those things can do absolutely everything.
Yeah, so you got all these wheelless Teslas around. I mean, the joke is kind of on the people that stole them there. I mean, now they have a bunch of Tesla wheels, so good luck with that. Man.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick making a big announcement that he wants to rename the New York Strip the Texas Strip.
Oh, you're right.
You remember this
was
last week. The idea. Not going over well with a few folks from the Big Apple. Todd Shapiro owns a joint called the War Room Tavern in Albany.
Yeah.
Plans to file a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Against the Lone Star State.
No.
He's suing me and you.
Yeah.
Alleging it, quote, infringes upon New York's cultural heritage.
Yeah.
And poses economic harm
sure.
to businesses that rely on the recognition and popularity of the New York Strip steak. Now, grocery stores would be required to call it by the new name. Restaurants, you can do what you want. Mr. Patrick says it would better market Texas beef and our entire cattle industry. Moo, moo.
I got your New York Strip right here over there. You really want to talk to somebody that's angry. Bob Mignon is really, he's shaking his boots right now. That's his name. That's the guy that invented it. So the Texas Rangers, we talked yesterday about this hat that some of these did sell before they yanked it off the websites and the online store. Texas Rangers hat that was supposed to have a 3D type effect. And because of the placement of letters and subsequently a giant T right in the middle of the word Texas, that then makes a Spanish word that has to do with other
It's like the girl's gone wild.
The The Texas Rangers did apologize yesterday. They said basically swing and a miss on that. But I know as for us, we support them. The Texas Rangers, the things.
That is known as a boob.
It is not. Totally different thing, sir. Plus, you're on in an hour. Easy. And then finally, there is a new bit of slang that is trying to be interjected here in North Texas. Frisco and its mayor, Jeff Cheney, is starting, and I guess this has been worked around in North Dallas area, that instead of the popular term DFW, you know, that the little abbreviation there, he is starting to say, and others, DFFW. So it'd be Dallas, Frisco, Fort Worth. Because he says Frisco is going to be the next Austin as fast as they're going and growing right now. And it's reshaping things. He said, you've heard in the press, people start now referring to the DFW as the DFFW. Mayor Cheney of Frisco said.
I've never heard this.
I've not heard this happened right here.
Good for him to tell us.
Of course,
Jeff.
Over here, newsflash, we call it the FWD.
That's right.
All right, guys. But if Frisco wants in.
That's fine. You know what?
We still put F. Now it's FW. Uh-oh.
No.
FD. Nope. Now that fits.
That is known as a haboob.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. President.
KB and Heather Lee.
There's no U in there.
Let's hear those Dallas stations do this.